We're looking at two options, either an employee mutual or a wholly owned company owned by the council, and we're going to spend the next few months working up what that could look like, who might be in, who might be out, and how it might operate for a decision in January. With a wholly owned company, it would be focused just on child protection, on that core business, and it wouldn't be pulled in 100 different other ways. You'd have a board of specialists running it who aren't distracted by other council business, and you might be able to set different pay and conditions to staff as well to make them more likely to stay. Obviously, you've got social workers owning and running their own company, which is a really exciting opportunity, and you can make it something people really want to work for. The cons, that's people taking responsibility for running a child protection organisation, which is a really daunting thing. A couple of councils have already gone down this route, so we can learn from them. We've already been talking to Doncaster about their experiences. The mutual thing is very much new. Nobody has done this before. So we'd need to have a really careful look at whether or not that would benefit those services. We want the day-to-day social work that people do with young people to continue as normal. What would change is the wrapper around that. So the way that we hold the organisation to account, the way that we treat social workers and other staff when they're at work.